Some Anchorage area residents don't think the compromise is good enough, especially not for education funding. They don't like the plan to move around money to avoid a majority vote either. About 50 people and a group of fiddlers gathered outside of the Legislative Information Offices in downtown Anchorage this afternoon. KSKA's Ann Hillman stopped by.
Mike Chenault, is this your fault? Fun schools, kids rule. Fiddle around with Alaska's kids. We'll think about this all day. Compromise all night. Compromise all day.
Great Alaska Schools organized the protest, one of many this legislative session. Statewide coordinator Dina Mitchell says they were prompted by the proposal to move permanent fund dollars in order to give access to the CBR without a majority vote. She says the newest proposal from the majority still cuts $32 million from education and leaves school districts with less money than they had last year.
This is about the future of Alaska and our children, and to cut education after making that promise of the fund, 3 years of funding last year, and then not be willing to discuss this with the minority is just wrong. They're fiddling with our future. They're fiddling with the finances, they're fiddling with our future, they're fiddling with Alaska.
Members of the faith community, like Carol Libby, also continued their weeks-long vigil asking for Medicaid expansion. 15 different churches are taking turns sending members to the LIO to protest.
And we have just been eager to see it come to the floor anyway, which it, of course, hasn't as yet. But we are still very hopeful that it might make it and support the 40,000 Alaskans who are uninsured at this time.
Republican lawmakers did not include Medicaid expansion on the agenda for the special session. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.
Fun, 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 our kids' education rules. All we need is 3%. We are watching you.